It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, K. Kaiser.
Top spot? Well, that's fine. Tonight, the old college holds class with Uncle Sam's fighting infantrymen and amphibs, and here we are near Carmel by the sea at Fort Ord under the fog. Say, you know, most fogs come in like a blanket, but the fog up here brings along the sheets and pillowcases.
There it is again and again and again, that southern drawl.
Oh, my goodness, that's Bill Foreman, folks, our dignified dean of public speaking, trying to improve me again.
Of course, try to let your voice be round, round. Try to speak with a pear-shaped tone.
Pear-shaped tone?
Yes, pear-shaped.
All right, which end do you want first?
Oh, heavens to Betsy. It's useless, useless, useless.
Was somebody calling me?
Ish, go away now.
Ish, get lost with your prattle. These soldiers want a battle for our $115 in war bond prizes. But before the students take the stand, the professor says...
Come on, children. Yes, Dan.
Another way of dreaming, so till my dreams come true.
I'll whisper goodnight, turn up the light and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you. Another way of dreaming, so till my dreams come true. I'll whisper goodnight, turn up the light, and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you.
Professor is no fool, parley-boo. The old professor is no fool, parley-boo. The old professor is no fool.
He keeps the co-eds after school.
Dinky-dinky, parley-boo.
First contestant, Beth.
Yes, sir, the first contestant. And the first contestant is, and it sure is. Oh, it's Private First Class Whack Lorraine Olson from Madison, Wisconsin. Oh, yes, sir, Miss Lorraine Olson. I played in Madison, Wisconsin, the theater many times. Oh, Miss Olson, Madison. Oh, yes. I'm sure I can express the thoughts of everyone here, Miss Olson, in one word. Boing! No, seriously, Miss Olson, we've been to Madison many times. I'll try to badge you if I can. Now, look, Miss Olson, Donald Burns of Vancouver, Canada, is right. We've had a lot of questions about Ishka Bibble's birthday and the occasion of his birth. And so we'll tell you about it. Well, the day before the child was to arrive, Ishka's father said, "I can hardly wait to see the little one. I'll be so proud to say."
Rock-a-bye, baby.
Yes, in the tree. Father says, "I'll be so proud of saying." The next day, Ishka Bibble arrived. His parents took one look and said,
"What a difference the day makes."
Yes, they've been trying to make up for it ever since. Hello, here we are with Sergeant Henry Kratt from St. Louis, Missouri. Hello, Missouri. Missouri boy named Kratt. Now, Mr. Kratt, by heck, it's by whom time. So for Barbara Hopper of Warsaw, Indiana, answer up and tell us by whom. The Village Blacksmith was written by whom? You know.
Longfellow.
I beg your pardon?
Longfellow?
Yes, Shorty. Longfellow, and boy, he is a shorty too, Brother Kratz. Listen now, in the comic strip, Little Abner is pursued by whom?
Daisy May.
Yes, Daisy. That's right, Daisy May. Radium was discovered by whom?
Mayor Clark!
Who said Greer Garson? No, radium was discovered by whom?
Madame Curie?
Madame Curie, that's all right. Now, the three little pigs were huffed at and puffed at by whom?
By the wolf.
The wolf. Boy, and this is the home base right here. All right, thank you.
Here we are from Patterson, New Jersey, Private Bill Coyne.
For a moment, I'm not going to be the professor. For Sergeant Cecil Smith of St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm going to be first the fellow who minds or who mends a certain gadget.
Umbrella Man.
The Umbrella Man. Now, what would I be if I were singing this song?
Shoeshine Boy.
Shoeshine Boy, that's right. And what would I be selling if I said...
A good old war bond.
First winner, Professor.
Yes, sir. The winner of the first round is, with a perfect score all the way, contestant not one, not two, it's number three, Bill Coyne of Patterson, New Jersey. Bill going. Bill Coyne, you were really going. You're certainly in the knowing. Strike up the band. It's the town criers.
Oh, give me land, not the land on the starry skies above. Don't let me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love.
Beside the blue Pacific, there's a beautiful vision for you men of Army. It's our own cover girl, gorgeous Georgia Carroll. Oh, Georgia, wherever they go, I'm sure these Army men will carry memories of you as you sing.
Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling. Don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. But don't blame me.
Contestant, Pat?
Yes, sir. The first second round contestant and is Corporal Edward Robinson from Rochester, New York. All right, here we go now, Corporal. Here's a story from Virginia Barnett of Joplin, Missouri, about a four-dawed whack. Here's where this story took place.
I met her in Monterey.
It happened in Monterey. That's what he said. Yes, he did. He just has a New York accent, that's all. It happened in Monterey. Now, this whack started walking from Fort Ord to Monterey. A Fort Ord Casanova, you know, a khaki Casanova, offered her a ride in his Jeep. But instead of taking her on the road to Monterey, he took her...
down the old back road.
I don't want to. Down the old back road. I want to know the name of the song, not your procedure. Oh, he gave me a bum steer there, didn't he? Down the old. Students! Down the old ox road. Well, he knew that, but he didn't quite say it. Oh, yes. And now, says the wax, if ever again I walk to Monterey,
I walk alone.
I walk alone, yes, sir. She's all right. It's Corporal Jerry. It's Corporal Jerry Firestein from Naperville?
Naperville,
Illinois. Naperville, all right. Say, now listen, Corporal. Here come the right or wrong. So for L. Gross of West Hartford, Connecticut, just listen to the following statements and answer right or wrong. Right or wrong. Don Ameche played the part of George M. Cohan on the screen. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
You're right. That's wrong, Jimmy Cagney. Second, a ton of lead is heavier than a ton of feathers. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
You're right. That's wrong. Actress Faye Emerson is now Mrs. Elliot Roosevelt. Right or wrong?
Right.
You're right. That is a right turn. Fourth, there are living things in the world over 2,000 years old.
Right.
Beg your pardon? What are you looking at me for? You're right. That is right. The sequoia trees right near here are 4,000 or 5,000 years old. All right. It's private. And now... Hey, I thought you guys were in the infantry. I see you're all in the signal corps. Say, it's It's Private Whack Helen Ryan from the Bronx, New York. All right, Helen. All right, Helen. Now, Helen, here's the theme of a swell radio program. Listen to the theme and name the program star, a grand comedian.
Poor Joan ain't got nobody. She's nobody's sweetheart now.
All right.
Joan Davis.
Joan Davis's theme, that's right. Now, you knew that, Joan. What Joan was married to Francho Tone? What Joan was married to Francho Tone?
Joan Wallace.
Joan Wallace was married to Francho Tone. Students! Joan Crawford. What Joan danced with Fred Astaire in The Sky's the Limit? What Joan? She danced in the picture, The Sky's the Limit, with Fred Astaire.
Joan Leslie.
Joan Leslie. What Joan is a sainted heroine of France?
Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc. That girl is right in there. Thank you.
Second winning soldier, Fett.
Yes, sir. And the second winning soldier is winner not number one, not number two, but it's number three, Helen Ryan of the Bronx of New York. Yes, sir. Helen Ryan, you were really trying. And boy, you, everything is in good order.
A high starch collar and a high top shoe and a hair piled way up on her hair. She went to find a jolly, got on the trolley and found my heart instead.
Side brown beauty and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsome man.
My start is to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten once again. With the trolley,
boing, boing, boing.
With the bell,
ding, 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 with a hush.
For the moment I saw her, I fell.
Boing, 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 chug, chug,
with the motor,
bump, bump.
With the brake, thump, thump, thump. With my heart sings, when she smiled, I could feel the car shake. I tipped my hat and took a seat. I said, I hope I hadn't stepped upon her feet.
The afternoon, I'm the breeze.
She looked so lovely that it scared me half to death.
Buzz, 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 with the buzzer. Flop, 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 with the wind.
Stop, 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 when my heart sang. As she started to leave, I took hold of a screen with my hand. And as if it were planned,
just like it was planned,
she stayed on with me.
And it was planned, just as planned, with her hand on his arm.
Right down to the end of the line.
The end of the line. Clang, 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 clang.
And the first one of our two finalists is Private First Class Bill Coyne, who won the first round with a perfect score. He's from Paterson, New Jersey. Now, Bill, you have one question, so be on your toes and see what you know for the dough. The old globe, you know, is in pretty bad shape these days, but in spite of that, we're going to take the word world for the basis of our final round tonight. Now, first, Lieutenant, Lieutenant Rachel Alexander of Charleston, South Carolina, is waiting for you to name this song.
Is waiting for something.
Right, right. Which way does the world whirl? East to west or west to east? Which way does the world whirl?
East to west.
You wouldn't change your mind?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't say it was west to east?
No, I wouldn't.
You sure?
Positive.
I couldn't talk you into it.
I'm afraid not.
I admire your persistence and your stamina, but my boy, you are wrong. The world travels from west to east. In mythology, who held the world on his shoulders? Who held the world on his shoulders in mythology? Student, it was Atlas. That's right. Can you name something that is out of this world?
Yeah, Pacific Globe.
Pacific.
That's all, that's all. Sit down, my boy, Pacific Grove. Here's Private Wack Helen Ryan from the Bronx, who won the second round with a perfect score. Say, Helen, let's name this world song for Louise Ramey of Chicago.
Sitting on top of the world.
That's right. You got a perfect score so far, and if you finish this way, you'll be sitting on top of the world, too. Who wished for new worlds to conquer? Who wished for new worlds to conquer in history? Somebody the great. Somebody the great. Students! Alexander the Great. What teams played in the 1944 World Series? What teams played in the baseball World Series? 1944.
The Dodgers.
Yanks and the Dodgers. No, no. 1944. Two teams in one city. Students! St. Louis. That's exactly right.
How many hearts have you broken with those great big beautiful lies? Those great big beautiful lies that tell such beautiful lies. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe that you mean it. Oh, but baby, 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 do, do it again. How many hearts have you stranded on that dreamy road to romance? Oh, honey, I'll take that chance, cause I need some love, and I just can't resist you, even though I am wise. How many hearts you have broken with those old, great, big, beautiful lies? Romance. Oh, honey, I'll take that chance, cause I need so much love, and I just can't miss you, even though I am wise. Oh, how many hearts you've broken with a little great, big old, beautiful
Professor.
And look, it's a tie between Private First Class Bill Coyne of Patterson, New Jersey, and Private Helen Ryan of the Bronx, New York, and therefore they both get a first prize. A $50 war bond to each of them. Oh, that's fine, that's fine. Yes, sir. And 10 each in stamps to the other four for coming to
the Armed Forces Radio Service.